Zionist media have recently reported a joint investigation of the Shin Bet, the police, and the army about top secret information leakage from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office. The information are reportedly related to the Hamas movement and the war in Gaza, and the leakage scandal has Zionist citizens worried about the vulnerability of the regime's security agencies. In one of the leaked documents, which was seen by the German newspaper Bild, Yahya al-Sinwar, the assassinated leader of Hamas, had outlined the strategy of the movement regarding the negotiations about prisoner swap and the ceasefire, which the regime's security institutions consider very secret. Immediately after the publication of these documents, the Israeli media reported the arrest of several people in Netanyahu's office on charges of being involved in information leakage. According to the Zionist Khan News Network, the focus of the probe is on a former spokesperson to Netanyahu. Reports say that the person attended secret meetings despite not having a security clearance. According to the Israeli media, the suspect has passed confidential information to the international media. However, Netanyahu's office denied media reports that some of his office employees were among those arrested. Though it is yet to be clear how the leaking took place, several scenarios are mentioned. Iran's infiltration. Since in all of the leaked top-secret documents, foreign footprints can be seen, in this leakage too, we can see the same thing. Having in mind that the level of tensions between Iran and the Zionist regime has reached its peak in recent months, and both sides are trying to use all their hard and soft capacities to hit the enemy, now the finger of Israeli blame is pointed at Iran. Although the claim has not been confirmed so far and the investigation is underway, given the escalation between the two sides, it is not unthinkable that Iran can have a role in this development. If Iran penetrated Netanyahu's office this close, we can imagine how vulnerable Tel Aviv is to the security breaches, just contrary to Israeli talk of intelligence invincibility. Over the past year, Israel's conflict with Iran and resistance groups showed all the loopholes of the regime, from the ineffectiveness of intelligence and security systems in predicting Hamas Operation Al-Aqsa Storm to the leakage of confidential information and cyber attacks, which are much wanted, like the Iron Dome air defense system, showed that the power of the regime's information and security systems was largely exaggerated. To put it differently, the memorable words of the late Hezbollah Security General Martyr Said Hassan Nasrallah, who said many times, "Israel is weaker than a spider web," have now shown themselves in reality. Opposition seeks to put strains on Netanyahu. The second scenario is that possibly some internal elements who are concerned about the current situation have leaked the information, because over the past year, Netanyahu has shown many developments of the war in Gaza upside down to the people and the media, and if it is proven that during this time Netanyahu was feeding false news to the citizens, the pressure on the government to stop the killing machine in Gaza and Lebanon will increase. If the leaked information does not match the policies stated by Netanyahu, the Prime Minister should expect heavy waves of pressure from the parties and citizens, something putting Netanyahu in a dilemma. Therefore, it is not unlikely that opponents of Netanyahu's policies have had a hand in this leaking to pressure his cabinet. Top secret documents leaked with Netanyahu's knowledge. Another scenario that can be mentioned is that this move was taken with the knowledge of Netanyahu. Although it is not yet clear whether Netanyahu was aware of this news leakage, the opposition say Netanyahu is mainly to blame for this scandal. In this regard, former Prime Minister and the opposition leader Yair Lapid said, "The representative of Netanyahu's cabinet claimed that Hamas disrupts the prisoner swap agreements. and the cabinet has no problem concluding it. But this is not the truth, and it is a story that they make. If they need to falsify documents to tell false stories, they will do so and leak classified documents and endanger Israel's security. Benny Gantz, the head of the Zionist National Camp, held Netanyahu responsible for the leakage, saying, "The Prime Minister is fully responsible for what happens in his office, whether positive or negative." In general, no matter which scenario is true, two issues will be inevitable consequences of this leakage. First, the Israeli security and intelligence structure suffers from weakness and vulnerability. And second, there is a deepening gap in the Israeli governance structure that goes to the extent of crossing red lines of national security.